writing an album in 2016 felt kind of impossible not to embrace some of the questions that we're all living through that are now very audible and unavoidable. So the album touches upon themes like the refugee crisis and climate change and Standing Rock, but really looking at those through the lens of self-inquiry and spiritual awakening and celebration of being alive.
It's in my mind again, troubled by the images I've seen. 18 months ago, they left their homes in the rubble of Miami.
This song is called Maiella. It's a song about the refugee crisis.
God only knows the pain you feel to leave your country looking for a home.
The lyrics in it are more or less drawn from first-hand accounts of refugees' journeys, refugees talking in their own words about their experience. As a songwriter, I wanted to approach this subject. I felt really drawn to do so, but I knew I obviously had no first-hand experience and I wouldn't pretend to have that. So instead I looked at these online archives of refugees' own words. The songs touch on more political areas, but I don't think of them as necessarily political, as they are more humanitarian and spiritual. You know, songs alone don't change the world. Of course, it takes people to change the world, but songs play their role. They play their part in the formation of our attitudes and in the spreading of awareness and in giving people a space in which to process their emotions and to release some of the transpersonal trauma that almost all of us on planet Earth are going through right now, so we can have the full range of our feelings and be better humans and more unburdened people. I think music plays a role in all of this, and I'm very proud to be a musician, and I am absolutely in love and enthralled to the urges that motivate me.
See them come together, or they would not be apart. For every other day is another, and that's the only way to start. Live as one as lovers, live as two as enemies. So many never know the difference. Come step in the dark with me. With the pale light in your hands, before I understand how love we can.